You're listening to SBS News.
His name was Dookie, and he was the first corgi to join the royal family in 1933. Age 7, the then Princess Elizabeth was smitten. The inseparable bond between puppy and princess led to her lifelong love of the breed. Throughout the Queen's 70-year reign, she was often surrounded by corgis. Royal historian Robert Lacey says the dogs became a beloved symbol of the British monarchy.
It was corgis who were by her side along with her footmen. It's another of her trademarks, not adopted by her as a branding exercise, but expressing her love of animals from an early age, particularly horses and particularly these dogs.
The Queen owned more than 30 during her lifetime and was known to walk them daily in the grounds of Windsor Estate. They accompanied her on private jets, featured alongside the monarch and James Bond at the 2012 London Olympics opening ceremony, and inspired an animated movie titled The Queen's Corgi. On several occasions, the dogs interrupted Her Majesty's royal duties, including during Platinum Jubilee celebrations earlier this year.
And where did you come?
I know what you want.
Their association with royalty saw the corgis' popularity grow around the world, including in Australia. Sydney breeder Michelle Prattley shared a special connection with the Queen.
Many, many years ago, we were very lucky enough to send a dog to the Queen called Scott Home Red Ember of Lees, and we're very fortunate that the Queen did use him at stud, and so therefore we do have a little part of Australia in the UK. He was a very good red dog, and he was a very classic type of corgi.
Nicknamed Sparky, the corgi was pictured in a 60th birthday portrait of the Queen displayed at the National Portrait Gallery in London. And while she stopped breeding corgis almost a decade ago, reportedly over concerns the new puppies would outlive her, the Queen kept a remaining few pets for company and has left behind four four-legged friends. Historian Cindy McCreary from Sydney University says the corgis will be cared for by the royal family.
There's some lovely news now that on the Queen's passing, of course, one question that arises is what happens to her corgis. And the good news is that her son, Prince Andrew, Duke of York, and his former wife, Sarah Ferguson, have agreed that they will look after the corgis. So there is a good home for the Queen's corgis.
With the Queen's corgis in safe hands, many are now wondering whether they'll catch a glimpse of them at the royal funeral next week. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.